This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Jonathan Aul.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Let's talk today about how local news can sometimes fail, or at least local news organizations. During our membership drive a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned how we have fewer and fewer news organizations, at least covering Macomb. When I started out in town, when they rebuilt City Hall, they had six seats at the media table, and they were all filled. Sometimes if I got there late, I had to sit out in the audience because there wasn't a seat. Now we're lucky to fill two seats at the media table right now. And I don't think the town is better served by having fewer reporters. I refer to it as an information desert. And I worry about rural areas in particular not being well served by local media. You can certainly go on the internet and get information from just about anywhere around the world. But if you're looking to find out what's going on in your own community, and I hope you're interested in what's going on in your own community, I think we're struggling in some small towns.
Yeah, I would agree. We've recently lost, as far as I know, the news division of regional media, which is the new owner of what was Prestige Communication.
Basically, the commercial radio stations in Macomb.
Right. And now that that person is gone, that's one fewer news entity in town. Now, they still have a news website, but as I just noticed recently, something on their local news page was about a cannabis smuggler bust, and that was out in LaSalle, Illinois, which is a good 2.5 hours from Macomb. Okay, so that was posted on their website, and it says
And branded as local news.
And branded as Macomb local news, and that's very obviously not Macomb local news. So what you're getting now is someone from who knows where who's pulling wire stories or ISP, Illinois State Police press releases, and posting those on Macomb local news website. I mean, that's what's going on here, and that's what typically will happen when people lose a local news entity. That kind of thing will be, I guess, substituted.
Yeah, I don't necessarily have a problem with that sort of story being posted if they feel there might be a larger interest in it. I just I'm worried about what is not being posted to that website, and that would be truly local content.
Yeah, well, ever since the news director was let go, I've noticed it's mostly press releases now. Maybe McDonough District Hospital press release. We had this as well. But nothing really that you had to go out and get yourself, which you need a reporter for. You need someone locally in town to do. I didn't see anything like that when this person was let go. So since then, nothing really locally sourced has been written.
And I, you know, you said somewhere and someone somewhere is typing this. I don't even, it may not even be a person. It could be automated aggregators. Where you can, you can set up a website so that it grabs news things from other sources and you put in keywords and then it shows up. And, that may be what's going on. It's bad for the community and it's bad for other journalists. When this happened, it wasn't uncommon for people to say to us at Tri-States Public Radio, wow, there's good for you in a way. There's one less competitor in town. No, this is bad for us because the more people are paying attention to government, to businesses, to social issues, to institutions in your community, the more people you have from the more diverse viewpoints that are following what's going on, asking questions, holding people accountable, the better off all of the journalists are. While I think we've got an amazing set of journalists, if there were other journalists in town, sometimes they would do stuff that our journalists don't get to. And that in the totality makes that better for the community and for all the journalists. So I'm very saddened that regional media is doing this. I hope that maybe they've got some plans in the works that they're going to look at doing this differently in the future. Maybe they'll change course. I'm also concerned about it being one fewer place for students at Western Illinois University to get internship and part-time experience. It's one less place for them to do that. So I think that you know, while it might have been a sound business decision in a way, I think it's bad for the community and I think it's bad for journalism.
Yeah, and as surprising as it might sound, there are some people who do not listen to Tri-States Public Radio.
What?
And who will never listen to this radio station. Their radio stations are part of that commercial group, whether it's the country station, classic rock, whatever. They're not going to change the dial.
Or the one that's branded as Macomb News Now that doesn't really seem to have any news.
Well, and they're not going to change the dial, and thus they are not going to know what's truly going on mm-hmm. in their local community.
Yeah, unless they're paying attention to – I mean, this has been talked about widely on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that because I'm Facebook friends with a lot of different news people in town, and once that person lost their position, a lot of outpouring of support came. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people from the community was, you know, found out about this, and they were also not happy about what's going on there. So I think people are taking notice, and I'm hoping that people, listeners of those stations, will understand, hey, this doesn't sound like what we used to have. We're missing the city council stuff, anything from the police briefings. I mean, you have to have a human there to do this. And if you don't have that human there to report on these stories, you're not going to have them.
And over the years, they've especially for a small town commercial radio station, they've had some good news people working there over the years.
And a lot of our former students.
Yeah. But I mean, it was a source for local news. They had some ups and downs with who they had working there, but some of the ups were very good reporters who would go to local meetings and people would know what's going on in the community. And they would do full-blown coverage on election night, for mm-hmm. example. How are people who just tune to those stations going to find out who's been elected to school board or county board or even city council if you don't have someone local keeping tabs on this stuff?
Yeah, or you're very likely to find out about it well after the fact and not as it's happening. Because, when some stations do this, especially on radio stations, they'll record it from a different location, like, mm-hmm. Maybe they're out in Iowa. So they'll have someone, voice over something, send it over. And someone who's not from here will end up reading the news after it's been put in a press release or they've looked up for it on the website. And that's typically what ends up happening. And you'll notice a lot of pronunciation issues with that.
I was just going to say you're going to notice towns, places mispronounced.
Names. Yeah. Yeah, because they have no clue where these people are. So they're just voicing it from some other location.
Well, and it's the other thing that concerns me about it is that with fewer news outlets in a town, it makes it easier for spin doctors and people who don't necessarily want all information out there, but a version of the information or only positive things about a government entity or some group in town, it makes it easier for them to pull the wool over more people's eyes. And nothing would make me happier than if the commercial station in town had a good, vibrant news team, that the newspaper was beefed up even more, and that the two television stations that serve Macomb would have full-time bureaus here with reporters mm-hmm. that were working here at least a few days a week.
Yeah.
Nothing would make me happier than to have that, even though those people would be at some level competing for the same things that we do.
And they would occasionally have stories we wouldn't have, and it would make us look bad, but ultimately it's serving the community, I think.
And the total would be greater than the sum of its parts, without a doubt.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we've run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.